Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. Thank you for pushing the pause button in your day and joining us. Today is a very powerful prayer that we're going to be walking through together that gives us the opportunity to flip our anxiety into the lap of Christ. Do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. And this prayer actually fell in my lap. When I was going through advanced cancer, I had an incredible gift in the midst of the trial of walking through advanced cancer. And it happened on the first day where I was meeting with my oncologist, and he had just laid out the treatment of 5 years, the protocol of the treatment. And I was extremely anxious. And with every storm, Jesus comes too. And in the midst of that anxiety, there was a rose in the midst of all the thorns of my anxiety. And my oncologist said, I have a surprise for you. And he opened the door, and in walked two of my friends that I'd lost touch with. I think it had been like 10, maybe 15 years. Our paths have touched, and then we went our separate ways, which friendships often do. We come into each other's lives for specific reasons, to perhaps encourage one another along the journey. And then God has plans for each one of us. And so oftentimes we'll touch and go different ways. And these two specific friends were both believers, and they ended up being my nurses as I went through the 2 years of the chemo treatments. And Mary was the name of one of the nurses and a dear friend of mine. And she was such a gift during all the treatments and had incredible faith. I recently received a Christmas card from Mary, and in the Christmas card was a prayer that I had never seen. And come to find out, it's a prayer that's been circulating for quite some time. And I thought, well, if I haven't seen it, perhaps there's other people that haven't had the opportunity to lean into this prayer. So on this podcast, I'm going to walk you through this prayer. And because this is recorded, it's a 9-day prayer, and it's called the Surrender Novena. And what a novena is basically an extended prayer, or a prayer that has a specific focus over an extended period of time. In this case, this prayer has a specific focus on living the surrendered life in Christ. And what does that look like? And every day has a very short prayer. And at the end of each prayer, there is a phrase that has caught my heart as I'm beginning this new year. And I find myself saying this phrase anytime I perceive an event outside of me as a threat that produces anxiety inside of me. Anytime you perceive an outside situation as a possible threat, you will experience anxiety. And as Paul says, do not be anxious about anything, but pray about everything. And so I have found myself, as I'm on day 5, I found myself anytime that there's an anxiety that comes up, I'll ask God, is there anything you want me to do about this? Or is there a forward action step that you want me to take? Because as I was reminded again by a podcast by Joyce Myers, we are the Lord of seed planting. We are the Lord of the seed. God is the Lord of the harvest. And so whatever you're facing today, whatever you're going through, your positionality with Christ is to be a seed planter. And if you had a chance to listen to the podcast 51 entitled, Get Up, Take Up Your Mat and Go. It's called Take Up Your Mat and Go, podcast 51. In it, we talk about the learning objective for that podcast is to understand the powerful connection Jesus makes between transformation and taking an action. So when a stress comes, to respond with a question, what do you want me to do about this, God? Is there anything that I can do to tune into a solution? What resources do I have? What can I bring to you in order to move through to solution and back to peace so that we can have that peace that passes all human understanding? Well, as I've been saying this prayer, and you'll learn this phrase as well, anytime I get anxious because of something I see as a threat, I will find myself saying this one statement that will say after each day that I'm going to walk you through today. Now, because this is kind of a different format than the usual podcasts, I'm going to go through each day. I'll say the short prayer, and then I'll say the phrase afterwards. Feel free to stop the podcast, take that day's focus, and transfer it into your life experience. Sometimes if we pour on too much at once, we miss the opportunity to transfer new learnings into our day-to-day life. And therefore, we miss the opportunity to really see the transformational power held in these new learnings. And so, as with every podcast, Holy Spirit, what is for me? Asking that question. Think of one to three things in today's prayer, as we're going through this prayer. What is for you? Ask the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what's for me in this podcast? Obviously, I'm tuning into it. So I show up with hope. And hope is eager expectation that something good is going to happen. So as a result of you tuning in today, invite the Holy Spirit to show you what is for you, to help you to be attentive to the pieces of information that truly draw you in, cause you to lean in to the Lord and out of the world. This specific prayer, I'll give you a little history on the prayer. This specific prayer is actually written by a man of God who absolutely loved Jesus, and I've done a little research on him. The last 10 years of his life, he was actually paralyzed. For the last 10 years of his life, he did incredible, huge commentary on the scriptures. He had a love, a profound love for the scriptures as well. He referred to himself as just a servant of God. He loved Jesus. And his name is Delindo Rotolo, Father Delindo Rotolo. He transitioned and went to be with the Lord in 1970. So, let's jump in here, and the learning objective, just to kind of have that framework for today's podcast, is to learn how to turn every anxiety over to Jesus, to be able to experience the power and peace of living a surrendered life to Jesus. How much of you, as you're entering into 2020, and reflecting on 2019, how much of you have 100% of how you show up, your mind, your will, your emotions, how much have you surrendered to Christ? 50%? 75%? 25%? Perhaps it vacillates back and forth in terms of some days 75, some days 50, some days 25. Be aware of how much of you have you surrendered to the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth living within you as a follower of Christ. Being aware of that will give you the opportunity to identify and adjust when you've spilled out of yourself to those shiny objects and you're giving into anxiety. The purpose of this prayer is to alleviate anxiety. Wow, can you imagine? As we move into this new year, to be able to have a tool, a commitment that opens the door for interior transformation, to truly, truly believe that Jesus has your back. What would you notice to be different if 100% of you, or close to 100% of you, truly believe that? That he has plans to prosper you, that God has plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you hope and a future. Hope is an eager expectation that something good's going to happen. What happens is we give more authority to the circumstance outside of us than we do to the strength of God within us. So it's really an opportunity for us today, now moving forward into the new year, to be able to flip our script. Rather than living a life of anxiety, being tossed about like a cat toy from one anxiety to another, and truly seeking that peace that passes all human understanding and making that a reality as you move into this new year. And keeping in mind that this is an experience and it is going to take an action, just as we learned in Pick Up Your Mat and Go, podcast 51. It's going to take an action step. Jesus was about action. Stand up, pick up your cross and go. There are two specific scriptures before I jump in to be able to focus on this. And the first one is Matthew 16, 24 through 26. And this is reiterating a scripture from the podcast 51 as a reminder. And Jesus is talking about living that surrendered life of dying to self. And he says to the people that are listening to him, and this, by the way, just happened right after Peter jumped in and tried to block the hand of God. You don't have the things of God in mind, but the things of man, Peter. Get thee behind me. I came for the salvation of souls. No one is going to get in my way. So the question to that is, how many times have you allowed your anxiety get in the way of the mighty hand of God? When we doubt, and I just learned on a retreat this weekend, distazo is the Greek word for doubt, vacillate. When we doubt, then we restrict the hand of God to work mightily in our lives. Anxiety is the ramification of doubting. Do you believe that God has your back? If you truly believe, the ramification of that is going to be peace that passes all human understanding. So as we read in Matthew 16, verse 24, Jesus said to his disciples, after he had rebuked, "Get thee behind me, Satan," because of Peter stepping in, "If anyone wishes to follow me, he must deny himself, set aside the selfish interest, and take up his cross," a willingness to take up his cross and follow me. And this is an opportunity for us to take up the cross of anxiety. It doesn't mean we're not going to feel the sting of fear or doubt or worry. It's an invitation. How quickly can you surrender it? When it comes up, "Dear God, may I quickly surrender anxiety to you more today than yesterday." Jesus goes on in verse 25, "For whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it. But whoever loses his life for me, for my sake, following me, you will find it." And in our journey through this surrender novena, surrender prayer that goes over 9 days, we're going to put into practice and give put ourselves before Christ and giving ourselves the opportunity to flip quicker into Christ and out of that which is causing us anxiety. More today than yesterday. "For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world, yet forfeits his soul? Or what can a man give in exchange for his soul?" We see this repeated. This is a theme. This is an invitation, a strong invitation from Jesus, repeated in different gospels. In Luke 9, 23 through 25, same thing. Verse 23, Jesus says to them, "If anyone wishes to follow me," if you want to follow me, "you must deny yourself." Don't give in to the anxiety. Deny the anxiety, because anxiety says, "You know what? I don't really think you have my back, God. So I'm going to worry about this a little bit more rather than surrendering it and take up his cross daily and follow me. Whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake," again, we're reading in Luke, "he is the one who will save it." He will save his life. So perhaps this prayer will be of assistance to you to help you to flip out of anxiety back into the experience of trust and surrender, of dying to yourself, taking up your cross and following Christ. Let's jump in. Holy Spirit, only you can move us from the inside out into the full experience of a surrendered life. We pray that the power of this prayer would become a habit for us as we implement it, and the phrase, the one specific phrase of trusting in you, as we implement that and have that be our go-to when we are fearful, when we doubt, and when we worry, which all leads to anxiety. Be anxious for nothing, you say, Lord. Make that a reality as we enter the new year. So anything that pops up when we start feeling it in our body, may our first response be, oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of this. You take care of everything. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Day one, this is the first small prayer, short prayer of the surrender novena. Day one. And this novena, by the way, just to give you a little more context, this novena came to Father Dolindo Rotolo in prayer with Jesus. And it was one of those experiences that he just wrote it down. It was given to him by Jesus, this prayer for peace, to live a surrendered life. So imagine Jesus saying these words to you as I'm reading through each day. Imagine him speaking these words to your heart and see what comes up. So day one, why do you confuse yourself by worrying? Leave the care of your affairs to me, and everything will be peaceful. I say to you in truth that every act of true, blind, complete surrender to me produces the effect that you desire and resolves all difficult situations. And this is the phrase to repeat after you've said this prayer. And it's we're asked to repeat this 10 times and out loud. And what I've found is I'm repeating this phrase 10 times. I'm seeing different events in my life come in where I did not surrender and where I didn't trust. And I was in a place of anxiety. And as those pop into my mind, I'm surrendering them. I lift them up to Jesus. And the phrase goes, oh Jesus, the prayer is, oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Jesus, I surrender myself to you and this specific situation to you. Take care of it. Oh my Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. So you can repeat that up as many times as you want to just kind of get your mind by saying a phrase like that. You can interrupt negative thinking. And this prayer is inviting Jesus to handle it. So that's day one. Moving into day two. Surrender to me does not mean to fret, to be upset, or to lose hope. Nor does it mean offering to me a worried prayer, asking me to follow you and change your worry into a prayer. It is against this surrender, deeply against it, to worry, to be nervous, and to desire to think about the consequences of anything. It is like the confusion that children feel when they ask their mother to see to their needs and then try to take care of those needs themselves, so that their childlike efforts get in the mother's way. Surrender means to placidly close the eyes of the soul, to turn away from thoughts of tribulation, and to put yourself in my care, so that only I act, saying, you take care of it. Oh Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. As you reflect on this meditation, the image in my mind came to when I was little. And I remember I was pretty stubborn as a little child. And I would try to tie my shoes and my mom would just sit there. But if we were in a rush, she'd take over and tie them for me. She couldn't take over and tie them for me until I let go of trying to tie my own shoes or zip my coat. When I let go of my efforts, my childlike efforts, then my mom was able to help me. I eventually learned by watching, and that became a tool for me moving forward to tie my shoe and zip my coat. This made me reflect on the fact of how many times do we get frustrated by our own human efforts and worried that it's not going to be enough. And as Jesus went into his hometown and he didn't have the opportunity to heal, it was because of distazo, doubt, and getting in the way. No, I got this. I'm going to do this. And yet when we were in the womb, there was not a lot of anxiety around the fact that I didn't have ears at one point or a nose. I was completely surrendered to the creating hand of God. And then it seems when we come out of the chute, we often say, hey, I got it from here. So what if in the new year, we surrendered more today than yesterday? Day 3. How many things I do when the soul in so much spiritual material need turns to me, looks at me and says to me, you take care of it, then close its eyes and rests. In pain, you pray for me to act, but that I act in the way you want. You do not turn to me. Instead, you want me to adapt to your ideas. You are not sick people who ask the doctor to cure you, but rather sick people who tell the doctor how to. So do not act this way, but pray as I taught you in the Our Father, hallowed be thy name, that is, be glorified in my need, thy kingdom come, that is, let all that is in us and in the world be in accord with your kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that is, in our need, decide as you see fit, as you see fit, for our temporal and eternal life. If you say to me, truly, thy will be done, which is the same as saying, Jesus, you take care of it, I will intervene with all my omnipotence, and I will resolve the most difficult situations. O Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of it. You take care of everything. What is it for you today that's causing any anxiety in your life? After you have sought the Lord's guidance, is there anything that you want me to do to tune into solution? Jesus, show me, what are the resources I have? Is there any action step? And after you've planted a seed, as quickly as possible, Jesus, after you sent that email, made that phone call, had that conversation, oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Day 4. Do you see evil growing instead of weakening? Don't worry. Close your eyes and say to me in faith, thy will be done. You take care of it, Jesus. I say to you that I will take care of it and that I will intervene as does a doctor, and I will accomplish miracles when they are needed. Do you see that the sick person is getting worse? Don't be upset. Close your eyes and say, you take care of it, Jesus. I say to you that I will take care of it, and that there is no medicine more powerful than my loving intervention. By my love, I promise this to you. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. When I was going through advanced cancer and they found more cancer as the tests and the surgeries were going on, I got to the end of myself. And it was when I got to the end of myself and I tried everything I possibly could in my mind to work through this, and I got to the end of myself and I couldn't do anything else. I finally came to a place of complete surrender and read Psalm 91 every night for like 5 years and declared it over my life. I surrendered to Jesus and declared the scriptures. And I trusted, Jesus, you take care of everything. If I'm meant to live and continue to live, you show me what you want me to do and what you want me to tune into. And you take care of everything. And it's amazing when we live that surrendered life, how Jesus comes in and helps us to tune into resources or helps us tune into an action or put a thought in our mind. When he's taking care of it, he will move us in a specific direction. And it's essential and very helpful to be attentive. Is there anything you want me to do? Because we're still wearing the earth suit. Make that phone call. Get up. Turn away from the anxiety. Pick up your mat and go. That's that action step. And the ultimate is the surrender. Jesus, I've done everything. I've planted my seed. You take care of everything. Day 5. And when I must lead you on a path different from the one you see, I will prepare you. I will carry you in my arms. I will let you find yourself like children who have fallen asleep in their mother's arms on the other bank of the river. What troubles you and hurts you immensely are your reason, your thoughts, and worry. Again, what troubles you and hurts you immensely are your reason, your thoughts, and worry. Part of that is trying to figure it out. Why did this happen? How is this going to turn out? And your desire at all costs to deal with what afflicts you. We try to do it with our own efforts. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of this. You take care of everything. And if there's anything that you want me to do, like you called Peter out of the boat, to step out of that boat, to walk on water, and keep my eyes fixed on you, the author and perfecter of my faith, show me. Move me. I am attentive. Day 6. You are sleepless. You want to judge everything, direct everything, and see to everything. And you surrender to human strength, or worse, to men themselves, trusting in their intervention. This is what hinders my words and my views. Oh, how much I wish from you this surrender to help you. And how I suffer when I see you so agitated. Satan tries to do exactly this, to agitate you and to remove you from my protection and to throw you into the jaws of human initiative. So trust only in me, rest in me, surrender to me in everything. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything, especially this. And whatever comes up, just put that before the Lord. Day 7. I perform miracles in proportion to your full surrender to me and to your not thinking of yourself. I so treasure troves of graces when you are in the deepest poverty. It's like my story of coming to the end of myself in cancer. With every storm, Jesus comes too. No person of reason, no thinker, has ever performed miracles, not even among the saints. He does divine works, whosoever surrenders to God. So don't think about it anymore, because your mind is acute. And for you, it is very hard to see evil and to trust in me and to not think of yourself. That's part of the prayer that we just, or part of the scriptures from Matthew, as well as from Luke, of denying self. It's very difficult as we're reading in this prayer and this conversation with Jesus to turn and not think of ourselves. Do this for all your needs. Do this, all of you, and you will see great, continual, silent miracles. I will take care of things. I promise this to you. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of it. Whatever it is today, you take care of it that's causing me anxiety. Day 8. Close your eyes and let yourself be carried away on the flowing current of my grace. Close your eyes and do not think of the present, turning your thoughts away from the future, just as you would from temptation. Repose in me. Believe in my goodness, and I promise you, by my love, that if you say you take care of it, I will take care of it all. I will console you, liberate you, and guide you. Do you believe that God has your back today? Whatever is causing you anxiety, whatever you're worried about from the future or regrets from the past, have you truly surrendered? Do you trust that God is able to work everything together for an ultimate good? This is another invitation to ask for the Holy Spirit to come alive in the dark places inside of you that perhaps you've kept locked up because of shame or doubt or regret. This is a time to open up all doors and give all keys to Jesus Christ, who loves and adores you. Jesus adores you. God loves you. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Day 9, the final day in this 9-day prayer, the surrender novena. Pray always in readiness to surrender, and you will receive from it great peace and great rewards, even when I confer on you the great grace of sacrifice. And it is a sacrifice, by the way, to die to self, my need, my want, my deep desires of the flesh, to be seen, acknowledged, and recognized. That's a sacrifice, to want the success of others over my own, to show up with love to love instead of lack of forgiveness. This all takes self-sacrifice, dying to self and taking up your cross and following Christ, of repentance, to turn away from the things of the flesh, and of love, to realize that love draws in and lack of forgiveness pushes away. Then what does suffering matter? It seems impossible to you. Close your eyes and say with all your soul, Jesus, you take care of it. Do not be afraid. I will take care of things, and you will bless my name by humbling yourself. 1,000 prayers cannot equal one single act of surrender. Remember this well. There is no prayer more effective than the prayer that's inviting the grace of surrender. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Oh, Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, may God's grace and strength be with you. And as you move forward into the new year, grab that phrase and use it as a quick response. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. Take care of everything. Jesus, I surrender myself to you. You take care of everything. Living that surrendered life, imagine what you will notice, what you will notice to be different as you surrender more of you and your anxiety and worry and fear into the lap of Christ. Flip your anxiety into the lap of Jesus. He adores you. Jesus, we surrender ourselves to you. You take care of everything. Help us not to be anxious about anything, but to pray about everything so that we may experience that peace that passes all human understanding, as well as the joy that you died to give us. Help us to be so peaceful that no matter what happens outside of us, that we're able to surrender all of that anxiety quicker today than yesterday into your lap. In your most precious name we pray. Amen. Enjoy your gift of life today and enjoy transferring this prayer of surrender into your day-to-day life to know that Jesus adores you. Come to him quicker today than yesterday.